Wash your face beneath the pump. It's time you're up and on the jump. It's morning and you must get something done.
So good morning and welcome to the Ag Risk Management Podcast. Our goal is to help you continue to have good mornings on the farm. I'm Liz Higgins, an Ag Business Management Specialist with the Cornell Cooperative Extension. So today we're going to chat with Steve Adcock, a new Market Development Specialist with Cornell Cooperative Extension's Capital District team. Steve is going to talk to us about things to consider when getting into a new market. Welcome, Steve.
Hi, Liz.
So Steve, as a new market specialist, how do you begin to advise folks who come to you with a business idea?
A new agricultural entrepreneur really needs to focus on the potential customers. Realize, acknowledge that sometimes that's tough to know who your customer is going to be right from the get-go, but depending on what you might be thinking about doing, could potentially help you to narrow down and try to look at the demographic or demographics of those who might be potential customers for you.
All right. So once you have an idea about who might be a customer, what else do you need to consider?
Over the time, I've developed something that I call marketing intelligence. If you look at the Merriam-Webster dictionary's definition for intelligence, is to gain understanding. An existing farmer, certainly somebody who's looking to start a farm or food-based type of business, they really need to understand who their competition is, you know, what are they doing well now, what potentially do they have a potential advantage over that competition with for what they are thinking about.
So then where can they go to get this intelligence? What are some good sources of information that would be available to a grower?
There are a variety of ways that they can look at trying to capture that information. Mm-hmm. One is to look at popular magazines. If you know, look at food magazines, you know, watch YouTube videos. What are the new trends in food? And if you find something that's appealing to you and you think you could capitalize on it, well, then that might be something that you would want to pursue further. You know, I always recommend folks go to farmers markets. Look at what's at a farmers market. See what is there, but more importantly, what is not there. So doing this market intelligence, it's not something that I rarely suggest anyone just jumping in and start producing something that they really need to take, ideally, a year before they start producing something to really get to know and understand their customer, understand what their costs are going to be involved in producing that product, and then seeing if they can actually make a living or make money at doing it.
So have you ever had somebody, Steve, who's so gung-ho about making something that they haven't thought about who would buy it yet?
Yeah, that's very true. That's kind of the appealing part. You put your shoulder to the wheel and you know, raise these crops or raise these animals or produce these jellies, jams, whatever, and you put your kind of your heart and soul in it, and you are pretty confident that somebody out there is going to buy it, but you don't know that until you really do some research.
Yeah, I had this woman a while ago who had a really unique product, and she wanted to produce it, and she called me because she wanted my help to develop it. She told me she was bound and determined to make it, but everybody told her it was a bad idea. But she was really sure it was a good idea, and she was going to make it.
Right. And of course, you know, when you're talking about especially food product like that, oftentimes the story is that somebody that wants to get into it says, you know, everybody tells me I should make this and sell it because it's so good. And that's, yeah, it's one thing for your friends and family to tell you that you have something that's marketable, but it's a totally different story to talk to people or to gain some insight from people who don't know you and don't know what you're trying
to
sell.
You know, and if your friends and family are telling you not to make it, that really should be a red flag.
Yeah, exactly. Then that really should be a warning sign, I would hope.
So it sounds like your take-home message is think before you leap.
Yes. And if you're starting out, and this is something I learned from somebody else, and I am a firm believer in it, start small. If you fail, then you've not, hopefully, had a lot of time, money, tied up in this venture. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to be successful as an agricultural entrepreneur in some way. It's just that for now, this didn't work for you. Think and innovate and come up with something else and maybe try again.
All right. So our risk management tip of the day is don't quit your day job until you're sure you've got something that'll work.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, Steve. Thank you for taking the time to be with us.
Great. Thank you, Liz.
This material is funded in partnership with the USDA's Risk Management Agency.